Welcome in to the Phil's in 5 podcast. I'm your host, Bretzky. It is Wednesday, June 1st, 2022. Happy birthday, Matt. And here we are once again. A normal ho-hum Tuesday loss turned into an excruciating, frustrating, and incredibly draining 4-hour and 52-minute defeat. The Phillies managed to end regulation tied 3-3, but could not prevent Joc Pederson from slapping a rocket off the upper deck in right field for a 2-run shot in the 11th, give the Giants a 7-4 victory. Silver lining of this whole thing is that this pod is going to take a lot less prep moving forward when it's just 5-ish minutes of me playing the sad trombone on loop. Let's hit it again, and we'll recap the game. Neither team got all that much out of their starting pitching, as Ranger Suarez and Jake Junis both lasted just 4 1/3 innings apiece. Suarez allowed 2 runs on 5 hits with 3 walks and 5 strikeouts, still struggling to get back what he had last season, and it's starting to be time whether that's ever coming back. His lease in the rotation may be getting a little shorter, and the Phils do need some help in the bullpen, where Ranger really popped on the scene last year, so perhaps he could rekindle some magic with his ability to attack hitters in the zone there. However, there were some improvements to note out of this Tuesday start, and while the results didn't show, our friend Nick Pollock, who runs the show over at pitcherlist.com and does an SP roundup every single day of every starting pitcher, noted that Rangers' control actually looked much improved in this one. He was able to keep his 4-seamers up and in to his arm side, sinkers down on the glove side, so that's away from right-handed hitters. And then he was working below the zone with his changeup. That's the mix that showed so much success last year. And if Ranger's getting back to being able to control each pitch and put it exactly where he wants, then maybe the results will soon follow. The Phillies did manage to make it through 9 innings last night without losing the game, so that's a step in the right direction, but they still committed several errors. They left a bunch of runners on base, 31 runners in total over the 11-inning game. But the extra innings were not kind. The Phillies somehow allowed just 1 run in the 10th with Juris Familia on the mound despite loading the bases, and they would answer with a run of their own in the bottom of the 10th, down to 2 outs. Alec Boehm squeaked a grounder right through the middle to extend the game. Ghost runner Roman Quinn would race around from second on that hit after pinch running for Nick Castellanos. We'll put a pin in that later. Then we flip to the 11th inning, and the Phillies turn to Andrew Bellotti, mostly because they didn't have anyone else who was very good left in the pen. Bellotti immediately coughed up the lead when Donovan Walton knocked a double, the ghost runner scored, and then Bellotti did manage to collect a pair of outs. So we have a runner on second, first base open, 2 outs. Joe Girardi decides, let's pitch to Joc Pederson, despite the fact that light hitting Tommy La Stella is on deck. Well, pitching to Joc was a really bad decision. He launched what would be the final nail in the Phillies' coffin deep into the night, 109.1 miles per hour off the bat, estimated to travel 428 feet, bangs off of a sign on the second deck. Whew, what a bomb. The Phillies did manage to put 2 on in the bottom of the 11th. Bryce Harper intentionally walked to load the bases for Phillies cleanup hitter Roman Quinn is in the game again for Nick Castellanos. So red hot Nick Castellanos sits on the bench as he watches Roman Quinn strike out to end the baseball game with the bases loaded. Phillies manager Joe Girardi sends Twitter spiraling late in the evening. What a poorly managed game. What a bungling decision in extras. I don't even know what to say anymore. This is now twice in the last several days where Roman Quinn has been put in the game, Castellanos removed, and then that spot comes up in the lineup in a huge spot, and we have light hitting Roman Quinn at the plate with 2 outs, bases loaded, with the game on the line, and he does nothing. He's not a very good hitter. That's what we expect. So, hey, maybe keep your bats in the lineup until the game's over, Joe. All right, a couple notes from this game. Didi Gregorius, out since early May with a knee injury, has begun a rehab assignment. He should be back soon, and we are going to need him because, unfortunately, infielder Gene Segura, who's been one of the few consistently good players on the Phils all season, broke his right index finger on a bunt attempt in the 7th inning. A stint on the injured list is coming. All right, around the NL East. The Nationals were shut out by the Mets. Trevor Williams and the Mets bullpen managed to combine to keep Washington scoreless. The Braves lost 8-7 to the Diamondbacks, keeping pace with the Phillies. The Marlins were rained out. They will play a doubleheader with the Rockies on Wednesday. Mets continue to gain ground on everyone. Our key question of the day: where is the bottom? The Phils are now 21-29, 12 and a half games back from the Mets, with no end to the free fall in sight. We also got a nice little note from Jeff Passan on Twitter last night that the Phillies aren't even the best team in Pennsylvania anymore. The Pirates, at 20-27, now have a better winning percentage than the Philadelphia Phillies, despite spending a whole lot less money. All right, so we've got Aaron Nola on the mound today. Maybe there's hope that he can stop the slide. Up next, Aaron Nola, 2-4 on the year, 3.56 ERA versus Carlos Rodon, who's 4-4 with a 3.6 ERA. This should be a great pitching matchup. Nola has been just awesome. He ranks top 10 in the league in strikeout percentage. He's just 4 strikeouts behind Corbin Burns for the National League lead. He's a top 10 CSW percentage in the league. He's walking just 4.2% of the batters he faces. Rodon, on the other hand, has been a bit up and down so far this year, but he's been pretty solid overall outside of an 8-run blow-up a couple of turns ago. He leans very heavily on his 4-seamer that comes in at around 96 miles an hour, while also mixing in a slider and a curve. When Rodon is at his best, he's pumping fastballs 65% of the time, and that's probably what we're going to see a whole lot of this evening. The game starts at 6:05, so a little bit earlier today. Hopefully we can get the frustration out before midnight so we can all go to bed. It's not going to be fun because we're probably going to lose again, but let's get the game over early this time. The Phils have an off day on Thursday, and then they will welcome Mike Trout and the Angels for a 3-game series this weekend. Our final thought of the day: it sure was hot yesterday, but with the cooling temperatures, oh my, does it seem like a nice day to go out for a nice long walk, really just to think things over. Yeah, I think that's what I'm going to do. That's about all the time we have for today on the Phils in 5 podcast. Thanks for sticking with us. Hopefully we get a win to talk about soon. Go Phils.